Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Thanks for choosing us, Larry Richard. With Marty Griffin, we have an update to a story, Marty, you brought to us yesterday.
What is the theory of relativity? For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. So the Shuley's Pizza folks, who I love, they've been there for decades in Oakland.
Fifth and Halkett since 1980.
And I'm telling you, the pizza's astounding. And even better than that, one of my boys, his son, works there, and they're amazing to him. But they get screwed around by the city. They start construction. They take away their parking. And on top of that, right across the street is what I would describe as a car killer monster pothole. Tim Shuley, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. Good morning.
Oh, I note a little more energy in your voice today, Tim. Why?
You know, buddy. Well, with the help of you and Marty, you know, we got the city to come out yesterday morning around 8:45 to patch the hole, and you know, things are moving the way they should move.
And the truth of the matter is, this is a good thing, because that pothole was the worst I've seen. It was massive, right?
It was dangerous. It was dangerous.
And thousands of cars go over that, and Larry, they ended up restricting traffic to one lane.
Yeah, and not to mention pedestrians.
And so he reaches out. We discuss it. You got to give respect to the public works guys. What did they do? You saw them do this, did you not?
Yes, I did. I applaud them for coming out so fast and doing a wonderful job patching the hole and taking time to do it right. So hopefully it stays the way it does. But as you can see, there is also a metal plate there, so I'm sure they're going to be coming back.
Yeah, it needs a lot of work.
They're going to have to. It must be a bigger issue than just a big pothole patch. However, you can drive over it now.
Yes, you can drive over it, you can walk over it, and our customers can get here.
But what's annoying as hell, to be blunt, is that monster car killer pothole was there for a month, right?
Exactly. And it had to take a few phone calls and a few pictures on Instagram to get somebody's attention. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And they work very hard, the public works guys, and they're always battling. And as I told you yesterday, the city screwed them around, gave them a pay raise in the contract that they had, and then refused to pay them, which isn't cool. And it wasn't until they got pushed that they started paying these guys. It's kind of ridiculous, is it not, Tim?
It is, especially like, you know, we're down here, me and my brother, we're working like chooches.
Yep.
You know, we're working hard, but we got to be, you know, restricted with our, just like the city guys. They take away our parking, and they're messing with their rates.
It's
they're
true.
Always messing with somebody.
It's true. And they're pushing the buttons on small business owners, and you are the heartbeat of this town, sir, right?
We are. We are, and we're a dying breed right now. If you see, a lot of the small businesses are closing up since the start of COVID.
It's true.
It's not a good thing, but you got to keep fighting.
You do. I love you, man. We respect the hell out of you for reaching out. I'm so glad we could help you make a difference. We love you. You know that, right?
We love you too, guys.
You know what, Tim? I told you yesterday, I met your people in Italy, literally. The Shuleys in Gambarell. Can I tell you a quick story?
No.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
sure.
Of course.
I'm sitting in a home. We're doing an interview with a husband and wife, and their last name was Shuley. And I had an interpreter I'm talking to, and the wife was doing all the talking. So we were talking back and forth, and this is about World War II what happened and for this documentary. And at the end of the conversation, again, I'm using an interpreter. We go to the kitchen. They came out, a cappuccino. So I went out there. I saw a little model of Three River Stadium
and
Forbes Field.
No.
And I looked at the couple like, oh, Pittsburgh. And the guy goes, oh, yeah, I worked in Pittsburgh.
No.
And he goes, I knew your father-in-law.
No.
I'm like, why did you say something during the interview? I'm using an interpreter with
the wife. That's hysterical.
The Shuleys.
And the Chulies.
They came to Panther Hollow back in the day.
That's
so
fantastic.
All right, Tim, good luck.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. And I'm holding that to you. You guys got to come have a pie one of these days.
You making the dough right now?
You better believe it.
You got it, brother.
Marty's always making dough, Tim.
How
you know what I'm saying?
How you doing?
I know what you're saying.
All right. Tim Shuley. Shuley's out there 5th and Halkett in Oakland. Come on, man.